T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, can't trust that day, alohas. We're jumping. Monday typically is a little bit slow, but today is the exception that proves the rule. Phone lines are hopping, and the text line is jumping as well this afternoon. You're welcome to join me either way. If you want to talk to me, that's fine. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address, bob@1063wort.com. Happy Monday, Bobby. Is Bill O'Reilly coming to town? If so, we should get him tickets to see Stormy Daniels at the Trophy Club. He can have a chat with her. No, Bill O'Reilly will be joining me in the 5 o'clock hour on Halloween, and that's merely coincidental, all right? But he's not going to be in town. Bill has a new book out, and we're going to be talking about that, and also about the upcoming midterms, of course. Bob, have you ever left your phone on for updates and your provider put stuff on there you didn't want? Last night, Verizon put the NFL, Samsung Health, and Samsung Milk Radio on my phone without my permission. To heck with Verizon, from Jim and Easley. And I cleaned up Jim and Easley's comment about Verizon as well. Hey, Bob, looks like crazy Bernie forgot his meds again, from Michelle. Gotcha. Bobby, all you have to do is go to an American embassy to claim asylum and start the process. That's the correct way to go about leaving your country because of oppression, violence, what have you. Bobby, when they get here, we should hand them some mortar and grout and some blocks and masonry tools and tell them, get their butts to work building a wall. And when they're done building it, they can come on in. The sentiments of many. To the phones we go, and my leadoff batter here and out number two is Alex. Hey, Alex, and welcome to the program. How's your Monday?
Doing well, Bobby. Thank you for asking.
Yes, sir.
How about you? Okay, a couple of quick things. You know, this is what always happens. The left always determines and dictates what language we're going to use for any particular thing. This is not a caravan. This is an invasion.
Correct.
And I just looked up, you know, there's many types of invasions. This is not a military invasion, but one of the definitions is an unwelcome intrusion into one's domain. So that qualifies. Now, number two, I thought to myself, okay, well, how many troops is it going to take to repel this invasion?
Right.
And I don't know how much border we have to protect, so I just used 100 miles.
Okay.
And if you space a trooper every 20 feet, that works out to 26,400 troops.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Trump was talking about 25,000 troops he might send down there. So if I heard that, I don't know if that could be accurate. But I'm sure we could deploy 25,000 troops quickly enough. And then I thought to myself, okay, well, how are they going to repel them? Are they going to use water cannons? Are they going to shoot rubber bullets? What are they going to do?
Right.
And then I thought, well, you know, concertina wire, you know, most people know it as razor wire.
Right.
Would be very effective and easily installed. And I thought, well, how much is that going to cost? Well, if you're looking at 528,000 feet, which is 100 miles, you're looking at, even if you buy it a retail price and not wholesale, you're looking at 71,000 in concertina wire.
Well,
so
the
bottom line is this, and it all always boils down to this. I mean, obviously, I'm a logical guy. I figured out, I run the numbers. I know it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is this: is there a political will to do it? And if anybody has the will to do it, it's Donald Trump.
Yes.
But hopefully he will. But here's one last comment. The one last comment is this. No matter what he does, he's going to be criticized. Even if he lets them all in, the left is going to find a way to criticize him.
So sure.
He's damned if he does, and he's damned if he doesn't. And, of course, if he does, you know, people like me are just going to just be so disappointed. You know, I'm just at my wit's end, Bobby.
Yeah, I think this is a non-starter for President Trump in terms of letting him in. Look, you know, the building block of the original Trump campaign was build a wall. It's all about illegal immigration. And now this president has an opportunity to draw a line in the sand and say this far and no further. And these people on the left still don't understand that they're dealing with a president who is going to deal with this situation in a tough manner, unlike previous American presidents who wanted to welcome these folks with open arms. Now, you want to talk about concertina wire and all that. You know as well as I do, Alex, that's a non-starter as well because of the optics, you know, of women with babies caught in the barbed wire and all that stuff. However, we have a very modern military. There are audio and visual deterrents that could be employed by the military that are not as extreme as water cannons or shooting rubber bullets like the Israelis have to do against the PLO. There are other ways, but I think the president is still hoping against hope that these governments of Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, as well as the Mexican government, will exert their influence and turn these people back around. And boy, if they don't, I suspect there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, Bobby, you know, that's an interesting thought. You know, if you can use those audio weapons that you were referring to, and that is certainly an option. But one thing that I'm tired of talking about is optics.
Yep.
I don't care about optics.
Right.
I care about right and wrong.
I hear
and
you.
I think most Americans care about right and wrong, and the optics be damned. And the bottom line is, see, the left is always going to try to put it in a way where it doesn't look good.
Right.
No matter what he does. Even if he uses these audio weapons, and they're going to talk about, you know, well, the baby's ears, you're pulling little baby's ears.
Right.
There's nothing that he can do to defend our border that's not going to be criticized.
Yeah, and the other aspect of this is we only see the women and the small children in media-friendly situations, because everybody who has studied pictures of this so-called migrant caravan, this invasion force, can tell this group is largely composed of military-age men.
I've noticed that immediately. I had to strain to find a woman anywhere.
Right.
And it's interesting because even the press, you would think they'd get as many pictures of women and babies as possible, but guess what? Even their video clips are deplete of women.
Well, if they were legitimate reporters of facts, they would be pointing those things out, as well as mentioning where is all the money coming from these people? They're poor, they're impoverished, and yet they have enough money to walk 1,500 miles.
That's right. Well, you know it's coming from the left somewhere. It's
sure.
George Soros, Democratic
right.
Party.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all know it's coming
yep.
from somewhere.
Yeah, round up the usual suspects. Yep. Great points.
That's
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate the call. Thanks for joining us today. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mac Show. We're rolling right along here on the Monday edition, and I go right back to the phones because the phone lines are jammed. Coming up next here on the Bobby Mac Show. That's it. That's all we do. We slave away over a hot microphone and computer terminal 4 hours each day, Monday through Friday. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. 422 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on my text line, 71307. Bobby, place a line too wide of shipping containers 1 mile over the border. I love all these creative solutions that people are coming up with. A line too wide of shipping containers 1 mile over the border. Anyone over the top goes back down fast. Bobby, why don't we indict George Soros for financing an invasion of the United States? He could also be indicted for inciting to riot for the money that he spends keeping Antifa going. I've mentioned in the past, the guy who's the president of Hungary has banned Soros-backed organizations in his country, and referred to as NGOs, non-governmental organizations. He got his parliament, or whatever system they have there, to pass a law banning any of these NGOs that support the migrant immigration of his country. Do they have a wall? Well, they got barbed wire and troops on their borders. Good afternoon, Bobby Matt. Glad you are on top of this march going on, and it's another beautiful day in Greer. If you look in the dictionary, caravan refers to a group of travelers as merchants or pilgrims journeying together for safety in passing through deserts or hostile territory, which, you know, to most, I think, would conjure up images dating back to biblical times of people braving hardship during their travels. And the media, of course, has co-opted that term for their political benefit to describe what is a horde of illegal immigrants heading to the U.S. just ahead of a major election. They're neither merchants nor pilgrims. And frankly, I doubt they're facing severe hardships during their journey, as most of their basic needs are being met, courtesy of their well-heeled benefactors. So, caravan? I don't think so. Invasion force would be closer to the mark. To the phones we go. Let's head to Pacowett next and bring in Fern here on the Bobby and Mac Show. Hi, Fern, and welcome to the show. Fern, you there? Sounds like the cell phone was trying to connect, but not quite making it. Yeah, I think that's the case. Sorry, Fern, I think your cell phone drove into the proverbial black hole there. I'm here now. Ah, there you are. Drove back into range. Good to have you.
Yeah, it got muted. I don't know how. I'm kind of nervous here.
Not to worry. We're just having a conversation.
Okay. With this force coming in, I made out a list. They're not going to stop if we put our hands up and say no, no. They're going to laugh and run by. And if our military force is there, they're going to have to shoot. And the bad guys will grab kids and women to use as shields. And then what?
Yeah, then
it's a war.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a desperate scenario you're describing. And I think that's what President Trump is trying his best to avoid.
Yeah, I think so, too. I back President Trump. But if I look at, in a personal light, if somebody comes through my door and breaks it down, I'm going to shoot.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to be facing. I'm nervous about it. It scares me. But I will support the president because I know he's doing what he has to do.
Yes. Well, one of the president's basic responsibilities, maybe the most basic, is to protect America's citizens against this very kind of invasion.
Yep.
I hope it doesn't escalate to the point you're describing, Fern, but I have my doubts. I mean, you probably have seen the same video that I have of the caravan members, the illegals, storming the fences at the border between Guatemala and Mexico. We can only imagine how much further that would escalate at the U.S. border. Thank you, Fern. I appreciate the call. Joseph is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
So far, so good.
Hey, man, if a woman gets tangled up in razor wire, so be it. She shouldn't be there in the first place. Period.
And I think the only way we would see women is when the people that are backing this thing push them to the front for media optics. Otherwise, as I mentioned, it's predominantly military age men.
Too bad. They get stuck in tough. They shouldn't be here in the first place. Hey, you know what? The people who are funding this is irrelevant, in my opinion. What's really stupid is the fact that the overwhelming majority of American people are against this type of crap.
Yes.
Why in the world would they pull this at election time? They're making themselves look stupid. and the people rushing the wall or the gate and we're tearing it down.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we want in this country, those idiots.
Yeah.
Why are they looking so – this backfired on them to the 10th degree. And they're the ones who look stupid now because Trump will be a hero for keeping them out, and it backfired right at election time on them.
Yeah, and in point of fact, we saw a milder version of this kind of mob rule during the Kavanaugh nomination process, with senators being accosted in the hallways and shouted at and screamed. And look, we are a nation of laws, or we're a nation that's ruled by the mob, by the Antifas and the BLMs, and the illegal caravans. Which nation do you want to live in?
Well, it's good. I think it's backfiring already. When I saw the weekend news footage of those animals tearing the walls down, rushing the bridge.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we want in this country, those idiots. Yeah, great job, Democrats, you morons.
And think about this for a second, Joseph. What were the two big issues in 2014? A mere 4 years ago, another midterm election. The Democrats' big issues were illegal immigration and the Dreamers and health care for everyone. And now they're doubling down on the same agendas. How did that work out for them in 2014? Remind me again.
Hey, like I said, if they want to commit political suicide, we're seeing it in action right now. And they're too stupid to know any better.
Yeah,
I say turn them around with tanks and warheads and missiles, and don't worry about the consequences. They shouldn't be here in the first place. That's the bottom line.
And the sad part is, thank you, Joseph. I appreciate that very much. The sad part is, they're victims in this too. The vast majority of these people, I think, are. They don't even know it. They don't even know that the George Soroses of the world and the Nancy Pelosis and the Chuck Schumers are using them for political gain. How cynical is that? Because I'm sure there's some misery along this trail, this 1,500 miles or whatever it is. To Pelosi and Schumer, they're the bleeding hearts. They care about that? Of course they don't. All they only care about one thing, power. Power emanating from the top down to control every aspect of your life. That's their ultimate goal. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side, and more of your calls are coming right up here on Monday.
Oh, he's a sick man.
Think about it. If anybody was going to snap, it would be that guy.
No question about it. I'm right on the edge virtually every day. 4:38, 22 before 5, Bobby Mac Show cruising on here on Monday, in on the text line, and I'm at risk of getting substantially far behind there as well. Bob, is William Timmons running as a tree-hugging Green Party candidate? I guess I'll vote for Guy, the American Party. Now, I think what William Timmons is up to there is trying to appeal to some independents and moderates. You know, you do the, you know, green thing. Bob, every war, declared or otherwise, is full of the death of people who don't even know what's really going on. Hopefully, this caravan will be unwilling to cross that line. Bobby, one of your newscasts said majority of the migrants are young men. Yeah, I said that myself. I know during the Kavanaugh hearings, we had some of the new feminists come out of the woodwork saying every man is evil and a potential racist. I would think they would be against bringing, 4,000 to 7,000 young men to this country? Yeah, but, you know, hypocrisy has never bothered the left. Bob, wasn't it Nancy Pelosi who said if there's collateral damage, then so be it? Well, they are pretty cynical about the way they're using these people for their own political ends. Bobby, power to the government to control every aspect of your life is working extremely well in Venezuela. Yeah. Bobby, the potential of an armed military taking on a starving group of women and children, in quotes, is a sign the Democrats and their supporters are attempting to make us a third world country. They're desperate. This is their desperate. They're so afraid that they see their power slipping away and not coming back. They are on the edge. Brother Fred joins me this afternoon from Beautiful Travelers Rest, and I'm willing to bet Brother Fred is excited.
Praise God. Thanks so much for taking my call, and I'm excited. I have a uniform, the Marines. I served it, and I'm proud to have served in it. And let me tell you, Bobby, don't be upset about this situation, because it's going to turn out okay, because we have the finest military, the best president, and in my scripture says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes. Amen.
Amen to that, Brother Fred. Yeah, you got your Semper Fi uniform there, right? You still got your dress blues, Brother Fred?
Well, no, I sold them as a stupid guy.
Well, yeah. It's maybe the most, you know, it's my own personal opinion, but it may be the most beautiful military uniform that America has.
Well, I got a picture of me in my blues, you know.
I bet.
Dress blues, yeah, when I was recruiting up there at the Toys for Tots, you know.
Yep, and I bet you look pretty spiffy in your dress blues.
Yeah, and I thought that I gave that to you, but if you want me to drop one by, I'll be more than happy to.
No, that's right. I do remember you brought a picture by in your dress blues. We've seen that. Yeah.
Okay, well, then you know that I'm excited, because we are the best country in the world. And we have the finest military, the best president, and the best radio commentator. Praise God. We love you, brother.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Fred. High praise indeed. And God bless you, sir. And you take care of yourself, all right?
Okay. And thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Brother Fred, and Beautiful Travelers Rest. He is an inspiration to us all. How old is Brother Fred now, Moneypenny?
89.
89? I think he's 89. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Simpsonville is my next stop here on the Monday edition, and Keith joins us next. Hi, Keith, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. I think I have a solution to the invader problem.
Oh, let's hear it.
All right. What we're going to do, we're going to let them cross the border and let them all in, do like our dear friends in south of us in Mexico are doing. We get an escort. We just keep them going and take them all the way to the Canadian border.
and then it's Trudeau's problem, right?
Yes, it's in Liberalville. They'll take them because they can't deny them. And Trump's a hero.
I like it. Hey, look, you know, that could, of course, you know, Limbaugh was talking today about getting a bunch of C-5A Galaxies or big transport aircraft and just, you know, welcome them across the border, put them on buses, take them right to the airport, put them on the C-5s, and fly them back to Honduras. See, the only problem is, of course, that would be a massive expense. But then again, comparatively, it wouldn't be anything compared to the expense of all the health care and education and other so-called entitlement programs that these people, because of language barriers, which we know are going to exist, the cost that we would incur if they were to come here and stay.
Yeah, and what do you think the answer that Canada would give for that scenario?
I would be interested in seeing what, you know, because Trudeau is, he's a bleeding heart, you know. He might let him in.
Well, there you go, option A.
And give them all parkas, give them all fur-lined parkas. Can you imagine people from Honduras experiencing a Canadian winter? Holy cow! They'd be headed back to Honduras before you can say adios.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Might be a good solution. Well, we'll chalk that one up. Now, Bobby, what would Mexico do if a bunch of flag waving Americans marched across their border? Well, we have marched across the border in the past in Mexico. And if memory serves, it did not work out too well for the government down there. Bobby, military confrontation is not an option. We know how the media will portray everything. We set up a nice, comfortable living for them until after the midterms, in confinement, of course. Yeah, here we go. Bobby, it's simple. Let them cross over, take them to the nearest military base, put them on C-130s and fly them back. Bob, if Republicans have control of Congress, then pass legislation to solve the problem. And then it'll be the Republicans' fault. Think that's what they're thinking? I think they're hoping for a bigger victory than that, but I may be wrong. Bob, regarding the illegal invasion, I have no problem with our military using deadly force. That said, why not establish open-air stockades to contain these invaders, transport them to the coast, put them on a ship, return them to Honduras, and send Honduras the bill, along with Guatemala and Mexico for those costs, plus punitive damages, from Al in Simpsonville. Well, if we're going to make them pay for it, the president's already threatened to reduce the $500 million or so in American aid that goes to those three countries. Just deduct it from their aid, which probably ought to be zero in the first place. Does anybody in American government ever believe that charity begins at home, especially with our taxpayer dollars? 14 before 5, right back here on the Bobby Mack Show. Election night, midterms right around the corner, November the 6th. We are working diligently on our game plan for election night. We'll be here from 7 to 9. But I say we, of course, Lee Rogers and his team from the News Center, joined by Tara, by myself, probably by Vince. I think Vince Coakley will be along with us. And I just talked to my friend Dave Woodard, the retired poli-sci professor at Clemson University. Remember, Dave Woodard has been with us on numerous occasions for election night coverage, and he will reprise his appearance again this year. So we'll have some actual expertise there. To the phones we go. Little Johnny is on his cell phone today. Welcome, Little Johnny. Good to have you here.
Hey, Bobby Mac. Man, I've been on hold so long, my clothes have gone out of style.
That's a while.
Yeah, it's just wild. Firstly, I want to say amen to an earlier caller. I think her name was Sarah.
Yes.
Who was talking about people who don't make a sacrifice for the citizenship.
Yep.
Won't appreciate it. And that is so true. And, you know, I just want to say amen to that first.
Yep.
But another point I wanted to make is a good way to solve a lot of this and to build that wall, to pay for that wall especially, would be I know I've heard the number – $500 million in foreign aid. Actually, I was watching Fox Business this morning. I think they were showing it was closer to $150 million. But be it $150 or $5, it's really a moot point because the big loss that we make is the money that's transferred out of this country every year into those foreign those three countries. They were talking in the billions of dollars every year.
In fact,
leaves this country. Yeah, and so here's what you do. It's a simple solution, and they can do this and overnight. Just add a 50% tax to all that money that's being transferred,
right,
be it Western Union, PayPal, or whatever they're doing.
Yep.
Just sock a big tax to it and let that fund the wall. And
absolutely.
That way they will pay for the wall that way.
Yeah, and I have I've suggested that myself. I think that's a good way to do it. I remember reading in the last couple of years, and I'm sure the number hasn't radically changed that much, that the number two source of income for Mexico was money being sent back to relatives in Mexico from people who are here in the United States. So essentially, all they're doing is, you know, since so many, sadly, are using entitlement programs, they're forwarding, as a middleman, American tax dollars back home to Mexico.
Absolutely, and when it gets back to Mexico, it's worth so much more.
Yeah.
So they come out. It's a win-win everywhere they turn.
Yep, absolutely it is. Thanks for the call, Little Johnny. I appreciate it. Let me quickly get Dot on here before I have to stop for the news. Dot is in Greenville. Hi, Dot, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show. Good to have you along this Monday.
Hi, Bobby. It's me again. You haven't heard from me in a while, but what I wanted to say was I saw one of the migrants that was coming across the border, and naturally the media zoomed in on her. I was like you. I saw nothing but almost look like Middle Eastern men coming across.
But yes.
The woman said they translated for her, and she said she wanted to give her, she's 28 years old, and wanted to give her five children a better life. Well, let me tell you something.
Wow.
A lot of people would like to have five kids, but you have what you can afford, not what the darn government can keep you up on. It's going to affect our Social Security. It's going to affect our educational system. And as far as living better, get in line, come across like my great-great-grandparents did.
You know, that points up what we were just talking about, too, Dot. And thank you very much for the call. I mean, without language or the other skills necessary to be productive once they get to the United States, and by the way, Central American nations rank the lowest in the hemisphere for English speakers, most of these people would be enjoying the health, education, welfare benefits of the U.S. courtesy of the already overtaxed U.S. citizens. And then there's the other aspect of what else they might be bringing in terms of diseases and what have you. Just about out of time here in this hour of the Bobby Mack Show, brought to you by one of our returning Halloween sponsors this year, and that is Carl's Discount Halloween Costumes.
Hey, hey, hey. If you're looking to save big money this Halloween, then look no further than Carl's Discount Halloween Costumes. We got everything, including these authentic-looking ghost costumes.
Yeah, if you don't mind smelling like the laundry room at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. All right, quiet down. Or how about these bandages, which make for one scary mummy costume?
Most people call that medical waste.
Knock it off. I've even got this special device that allows you to make your own vampire blood.
Good Lord, Carl, that's a razor blade.
Hey, you want to save money or what? So come on down to Carl's Discount Halloween Costume Store and get a free werewolf mask with every purchase.
I guess that explains the roadkill and the stapler.
Yuck, God, I hate you guys.
Thanks, Carl. Always great to have you here.
Wrong.
Yeah. See you back with the 5 o'clock follies next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.